Today we have the second of those three very rich stories from the Gospel of John that are used in preparation for baptism. But not only is it a story that can speak about those who are going to be baptized, it is also a story that calls you and I to conversion or change of life. Just like the story of the woman at the well, if you remember, in some ways that story of the woman at the well, that woman was a representative or a figure of all of us. We talked about how her going back to that well day after day was somehow a symbol of us going back sometimes to those things we look for to satisfy us and to fill us, and yet they never do. This blind man also is a symbol of you and I. Because in some way, we are all born blind. Not blind with our eyes, blind on a much deeper level. Blind with an incapacity to really see the deeper meaning of life. Blind to the deepest values of our human existence. It's a result of the sin of Adam and Eve. It is what we call the effects of original sin. Our minds are darkened, our wills are weakened. We do things that harm us. We make very bad choices at times. Jesus came to remove that blindness from us. Jesus came to give us light. The story today has a lot of wonderful details. I'd like to start by going back in John's Gospel to the very beginning of the Gospel. On Christmas Day, at the Mass during the day, the Gospel reading that is very often chosen is from the first chapter of St. John. And it begins with the words, "In the beginning." Think about what other book of the Bible begins with those words, "In the beginning." The book of Genesis. It begins by saying, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth." John's Gospel begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John is purposely calling us back to the beginning, to the time when God created. And he is reminding us that this Jesus, who died for us, coexisted with the Father from all eternity. What was it that God first created, if you go back to the book of Genesis? The first thing God does in creation is create the light. Let there be light. In John's Gospel, John talks about this Word who is light. Right in the first verses of his Gospel, he speaks to us about light. That this the Word of God who became flesh brought light into the world. But John is not speaking of the light that we see with our eyes. He's speaking about the light that we see on a deeper level that helps us overcome the darkness that was brought about by sin. There's another thing that John does to bring us back to that moment of creation. When he heals the blind man, he takes his spittle and he mixes it with the dirt and he makes clay. And he smears that clay on the man's eyes. Where in the Bible do we have a reference to clay? Back in the book of Genesis, the story of creation. It talks how God formed the man out of the dirt, dust of the earth and molded him. And then it says he breathed into him the breath of life. Jesus does something similar. But rather than breathing into him the breath of life, he uses his own spittle, something from his very person, something from deep within him. And he makes that a medicine, a source of healing. What is John trying to tell us? John is trying to tell us that Jesus is coming to make a new creation. We who have been darkened through sin are now to be recreated through Christ Jesus our Savior. St. Paul uses that language in his letters. He says, we are a new creation. We have been recreated in Christ Jesus. And that's what John is wanting us to know. That in Christ Jesus, we who have seen the darkness of sin are being recreated and given new hope, giving new meaning to our lives. Because in Christ Jesus, we can come to the fullness of life. The next thing that happens in John's gospel is the man goes to wash. He washes the clay from his eyes, and suddenly he can see. Would that not be for us a symbol of baptism? We are washed. We are washed. We are immersed into Christ Jesus. And because we have become one with Christ Jesus, we are now given the ability to see the deeper meanings of life, the purpose of life, the spiritual significance of our lives. Paul, in his writings, speaks of being baptized into Christ Jesus, being immersed into Christ. That is why the church holds a preference for baptism by immersion. And I have to tell you that I didn't understand the value of immersion until the first time that I did it. The first time I stepped into the baptismal font and baptized someone. Before that, it was always I was doing something to someone. But that first time I was in the water, baptizing, I realized a much deeper meaning. I was asking that person to walk with me this life in union with Christ Jesus. I was asking that person to be immersed in Christ Jesus with me, with the whole Christian community. Baptism washes us, cleanses us, gives us a new birth in Christ Jesus so that we can live our lives then in unity with Christ Jesus. In some way, you would think when the healing takes place in that gospel story, it would be over with. But John has much more to talk about. And so he goes along this long dialogue between the man that was healed and the Jewish authorities. But notice what is happening as he begins to tell the story. The faith of that man born blind is beginning to deepen. He first refers to Jesus just as that man Jesus. Then a little later in the story, when they ask him what he has to say about him, he says, he is a prophet. And then later, he is one from God. And then, at the end of the story, it says, he worshiped him. His faith has been growing with his encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what John wants to happen to you and I. That we come to know this Jesus. We put our faith in him. We surrender our lives to him. We worship him as our Savior and our Lord. Paul, in that second reading today, he says, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live then as children of the light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth." And he says, "Take no part in the works of darkness." If we have been given light, if we have been reborn into Christ Jesus, our lives must bear the fruit of goodness, of holiness, of truth. God is not seeking from us the works of darkness. He seeks of us the works of light.